I think that there were probably always people who were uncomfortable with it. I mean, the people who wrote the show are well known for having created South Park, which is the kind of comedy that really pushes everything to its limits. And from what I've read, they were more concerned as they were creating the show about the response to the Mormon characters in the show. But there have been people who've complained about it over the years. And I do recall reading a post on the internet from somebody who'd been in the show who complained that it was racist. But clearly what had happened in the summer of 2020 gave the actors who were in the show and some of the original actors a reason to write to the creators and producers. And I have to say, I haven't actually seen any of the changes. It started performances yesterday. And as I mentioned, the producers did not let me speak with any of the creative people or actors involved. So, you know, they just confirmed the information that had been published in previous interviews.
So I understand that there are other changes on Broadway, too. Maybe we'll call those structural changes. Do you want to tell us about those?
Yeah, there have been some big industry-wide initiatives. The Broadway League, which represents theater owners and producers, and the Actors Union co-signed a 17-page diversity pledge with a group of artists called Black Theater United. They've agreed to set up trainings and mentorship programs, and they'll make sure that creative teams aren't all white. And that's something that the Dramatist Guild, which represents playwrights, composers, and lyricists, have done as well. They've added an inclusion rider to their contracts. And then there's an organization called the Broadway Advocacy Coalition. It just won a special Tony Award that's working with some current Broadway shows, The Lion King, Company, Tina. Jalen Livingston is a member of the group, and he says he hopes the training sticks.